You're listening to Transform Squadron, the official podcast of ZoneBase.org. I'm Rob, and you might recognize me. If you don't, well, I guess you don't. But if you do, well, I'm Rob. I used to have a podcast called Being Awesome, and the reason I say used to is that I just don't make it anymore. I basically ran out of gas making it toward the end of last year, and now that crap, it's almost been a year since I've made an episode. I thought I'd try my hand at doing this this little project I've had on the back burner for a while. Actually, I tried to make an episode in April of this past year, but it was a bad recording, and honestly, that really killed my enthusiasm for doing it again for a while. But now, I'm going to give it another try. For those of you who don't know, I guess now you do know, ZoneBase.org is my blog. It's a site about robots, monsters, and misadventure. I talk about all sorts of things, Transformers, Godzilla, Power Rangers, Voltron, monsters like Universal Monsters, Kaiju, video games, all sorts of stuff. You know, it's been around for a while, so if you've went there, you already know. And if you haven't, well, go ahead, check it out, man. My old podcast, Being Awesome, was always kind of not very well organized. And for this, I was hoping to make it a little more organized, a little more thought out. A lot of people seem to really like Being Awesome, and I'm really thankful for that, because I put a lot of effort into it, which probably didn't sound like it, but when you're making a podcast by yourself, it's a lot harder than it sounds like, because you're effectively talking to yourself for however much time, and then hoping people don't crap on it. And it's the internet, so people are going to crap on it. But not too many people did, and that really kind of, I guess, was awesome. But at the end of the day, I was kind of thrown into making it, and I never really knew what I wanted to do with it. And just when I'd find my groove with it, it'd be like, it's time to kind of adjust and tinker here. And look, when it was over, you know, I was out of gas. And that was that. However, my outlook hasn't changed. I'm still a really upbeat, outgoing person. I generally stay in a positive, happy mood. I'm just not one of those people who gets all down in the dumps that much. I mean, I'm not saying I don't get upset. I don't get depressed or anything like that. I do. I'm human. Everyone does. But when it comes to this stuff that I enjoy, I tend to not really focus on the stuff I don't like. And I've never understood that. Well, people, you know, I'm going to speak about Transformers here for a while because they're probably going to take a lot of the focus. It's my most dominant hobby, you know. And I'm pretty sure the reason a lot of you going to hear this is because you're hearing it on tfradio.net, which is a Transformers-focused podcast network. But I've never understood why people just crap on everything. I mean, I get it. You don't like something. You're not in one way entitled or indebted to pay attention to this stuff. This is all voluntary. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't like that new Transformers action figure, okay, then you just don't like it. That's it. Move on. You know, it's not that big of a deal to me. It's not the end of the world. Obviously, a lot of people don't have that point of view, and that's good enough. That's fine. Whatever. But this is my point of view, and this is my show, and it's an extension of my blog. So if you don't like my way of going about things, push stop. It's, you know, I'd hope this podcast gets better as it goes. This is the first episode, and it's the first episode of me making a podcast after, I think, sometime in January. So I'm going to be rusty. It's almost like starting all over again. And the fact is, I'm recording this all by myself again. So it's going to take a little bit of energy, a little bit of extra effort for me to get going. Part of the way to keep me from running out of gas is I'm going to try to do this on a monthly basis. Now, I could make two a month or three a month, maybe one a week, and then fall back down to a month. There's no set schedule for this. So I'm just saying that right now so you guys understand. You know, you guys on the TF Radio Network have Radio Free Cybertron every week. You know, you got I'll air those shows pretty regularly. So I guess mine coming here and there ain't going to feel like too much of a, like something you're missing. Not to mention, I update Zone Base extremely regularly. Sometime, I want to say once a day, though I do miss updates on the weekend a lot just because of life. But I do update it several times a week, if not a couple times a day, you know. So check out Zone Base if you're between episodes of this. Now that I've gone done blabbered on for 5 minutes explaining things, how about we just start the freaking show? I can hear you going, yeah, do that. The first thing I wanted to talk about this week, and I can tell it's a really hot topic among all you people, and that's Dollar Tree robot toys. There's this cheap line of robot action figures available at the Dollar Tree. The line is just called Robots. It's on a cheap paper card. You know, it's on a J card. Line, it just says Robots in a sort of chrome text. To date, from my point of view, they've had two different series of figures in the Robots action figure line. They've got the one that's evergreen, always there. This big, large robot action figure that's made of seemingly shampoo bottle plastic. And they don't give them names or anything. And it's this big robot with a gun sword hybrid that comes in a couple of different color variations. And they put on the packaging, pops apart, with the idea that you buy multiple of these robots into different color combinations and pop them apart and put them back together in different color combinations to make your own customized action figure. Now, that sounds super rad, and it is. It's actually a knockoff toy. This is the second time I've seen this toy knocked off, and this is probably the most sales I've seen of this toy, being that the original I only see sitting around at Ross's and the occasional Rose Express or something like that. And that would be the original toy, at least as far as I know, is a Mars Converters figure line. And I don't know the name of the figure line. They've got, as far as I can tell, they got three different body types. It's like a sci-fi action figure line. It's very similar to Micronauts in a way. Pardon me. They're very similar to Micronauts in a way, is that they're, I guess you just have to look at them. They're not in the solid colors. Well, one set of them are in a solid, translucent colors, but they're not in the colorful chrome part look that you're used from Micronauts and Microman. But they're very similar to a Microman figure. And I guess I'll quit saying Microman, go back to talking about the Mars Converters figure I'm telling you about. You can find these guys usually at Ross. I always see them at Ross. And occasionally at places like Rose Express, or I have seen them at Family Dollar. They come in a pack with three figures. And as far as I can tell, there's three different sets. There's one that's soldiers, like it's like a space soldier guys. There's one that's an alien set that actually looks a lot like Repto from Micronauts or whatever. And then they have the robots. Apparently on the back of the packaging, there is a vehicle selection, which I haven't seen yet. So I don't know if that's real or just something they've used for a diorama for the back of the packaging. The packaging is usually red, and it says like Mars Converters. But lately I've noticed it's been gray and just saying Mars Converter in a different text. So I don't know if they're successful or not, but I've been seeing them for a while now. Eventually, I'll buy them. They're only like $5 a pack. And I keep eyeing them up. My wife keeps telling me, why don't you buy these things? You obviously like them. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but I'm just kind of, it's kind of silly. Anyway, those robots from this line, this is the second time I've seen them bootlegged at the Dollar Tree. If you go to odd Dollar Generals or whatever, and that weird cheapo toy line called like X-Robots or whatever, I always see those robots bootlegged there with less joints. Now, the Dollar Tree in the Robots line It's the same mold, bootlegged again, but upscaled. It's a much larger figure, almost 4, maybe 5 inches. And they're, reduced to the most basic joints. They've got the shoulders and the where the leg meets the waist joint. That's it. There's no elbows, no nothing. And they're super hollow. They're like I said, it feels like you're holding a shampoo bottle. In fact, you could probably throw it in water and it'd probably just float. I love these things. They come in multiple colors. So far, I've seen 3 different color sets. And I've gotten them all. I've gotten them all just out of... Look, if it's going to take me $3 to complete a collection of robots, then oh well. Of course, it took me over a year to buy them all because I kept like, I just got one. That's all I need. And then this past week, I'm like, I'm going to get them all. So I spent another $2. Obviously, they break the bank. These are Dollar Tree toys. They cost $1 each. There's one that's white, black, and like a neon green. There's another that's black, a yellowy mustard color, and red. And there's another one that's a black, red, and blue. They're all the same general robot figure. It's got the same generic robot look. It's got sort of missile pods on its shoulders. And it's got this gun that has like a sword coming out the tip. If they were more solid, they'd feel like much more satisfying action figures. But they're not. They're very hollow. They cost $1. They're going to be cheap. I love these things. They're really great. In fact, the Microman group I'm in on Facebook, that I spend a lot of time on, these things have become kind of a... almost like an underground sensation there. Like, there's so many people keep buying them up and painting them and all sorts of stuff, and they've got their fans, and I'm definitely one of them. I've thought about painting one up, but I don't know what I'd paint it up to, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where between working a lot at really weird hours and having a family life, such things as painting a toy from the Dollar Tree kind of skids in way last on your things to do list, you know? But every once in a while, I've thought about, man, what would I make out of those? I've seen this one guy who made a Biotron out of one, and it looked great. Like, it looked almost perfect, you know. They're great. There are other series they've made in this robots line, and these are sort of here and gone. I don't know if they're going to put them back out again or if they're just gone for good, or some people might still get them at their Dollar Trees. And it was a smaller line of MicroMaster knockoffs. And these were actually discussed these a little bit on that lost first episode of Transform Squadron here. Because I just bought them at the time. They, of course, were $1 each. And they were upscaled knockoffs of MicroMasters. Well, that's not true. 2 were MicroMasters. 1 was a mystery mole. No one knew where it came from. And the other was a jet. I forget his name now. Excuse me. Sorry. For those of you who don't listen to my podcast before, I have allergy problems. Sorry. The other was a jet that was from a Minicon mold from around 2006, 2007. I forget his name. He was in that batch of Minicon toys that came out around the Transformers Classics line. And it was kind of just packaged along with them, and it got reused quite a bit. I forget that jet's name because it had like 50 names because it got reused so much. And it's upscaling of that, but assembled completely wrong. So like the jet looks great, but when you transform into robot mode, it just looks like a bunch of parts stuck together, you know. The other two are like, I think one's Flak from the... I forget the name of the team. I think one's Flak. And the other one, I couldn't tell you for all anything right now. They got extra parts put onto them. Like, they got different heads. They got different little parts put onto them. But the base molds are MicroMasters, but they're upscaled. They're almost not quite 2 inches big, but right around there. And the third mold, no one knows where that thing came from. It's a boat. And it transforms very similar to other MicroMasters, But being that they're made from MicroMasters as a base and given new parts, it could realistically be a MicroMaster base with just so many new parts that no one can call it, you know. But this series was in the robots a lot. And it came in multiple colors. I only got the ones available to me. My Dollar Tree only had the ones I grabbed. I mean, they had other ones so actual children could buy them, but they were only in the color selection I grabbed. And they didn't have the Jet Dude. I wasn't able to find him, and I didn't lose any sleep either over it. But if I ever see him again, I'll be sure to grab that Jet guy. Though I did see online where people were getting him in other colors, like reds and whites and what have you. I really dig this robots line. It's silly. It's stupid. Rob, quit talking about dollar store toys. But if I could just turn back time here for a second. I'm a 40-year-old guy. I'm a little bit older than maybe some of you. And maybe a bit younger than some of you. I know 40 is that weird age where you're... I think I heard the saying, 40 is the old age of youth and the youth of old age. Meaning I am on the exact tip of the spelling of the word middle-aged here. You know, I'm now middle-aged. I'm no longer a young guy. I'm just an adult. And when you're 40, you can exactly remember what it was like to be 20. Hold on one second. Okay, I'm back. I had a phone call. Sorry. What I was saying is, when you're 40, you remember exactly what it's like to be 20, but you've pretty much forgotten what it's like to be a teenager, because teenager is a kind of a generational thing. But you have no clue what it's like to be old. You just know what it's like to be an adult, because that's what you've been for like 20 years, and you're going to be for however much longer you've got. But the reason I went on to that is just to let you guys know how old I am. I'm 40. And I'm from that generation that was around before Transformers came out, okay? Now, people listening to this, other robot fans, other Transformers fans, other guys that are into Shogun Warriors and Micronauts and all that, they're like, yeah, tell me about it, youngin'. But, you know, I was in kindergarten when Transformers came out and GoBots came out, stuff like that. But I still remember before that when there's other robot toys out there. You know, you had my brother, who's 6 years older than me. He had Shogun Warriors. He had some Micronauts. You know, he had Mego toys. There was other robot toys out there. You'd have various imported Japanese robots, various just American-made robots. You know, I'm speaking from the point of view of a guy who grew up in a blue-collar family in the 80s, okay? My family is a working class family, and so that's the point of view I'm giving you guys from. You know, of course, there's Star Wars was the biggest thing in the world, G.I. Joe, Masters of the Universe, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of science fiction toys. I had Adventure People. Adventure People was this action figure line that Play School made that was like the best thing ever. It had army dudes. It had motocross guys. I had this great motocross set. It had camping people. It had sci-fi people like spacemen and all that. It had explorers. It was pretty much the idea of the adventure man or whatever squared, you know. I guess that's why the name is Adventure People. But science fiction toys were everywhere, as well as were fantasy toys. And a lot of times, if you liked robots or whatever, little dollar store robots were right up your alley, because you got a lot of them. In fact, if you were from a working class family like myself, you got a lot of discount store toys, being that, you know, it wasn't like today when your family would go to Walmart and get groceries, as well as your clothes and your household goods. I mean, I know a lot of people don't do that, but I know there's some people who go to Abercrombie and Fitch. Is Abercrombie and Fitch still a thing? I don't know. They get their clothes here. They get their groceries at Publix or whatever. But I'm just saying the general Walmart, where a lot of working class people go to get everything, okay? And if you go to like your Family Dollar or whatever now, the bulk of their toys are like discount lines made by Hasbro and Mattel and what have you. But at the time, you'd have these lines that you could only get at discount stores. And It was great stuff. It was like really cool, like solid quality toys. They were obviously cheaper, but there's a lot of really cool fantasy toys. And dollar store robots were always there. Sometimes they were bootleg toys, sometimes it was their original creations or whatever. But coming from my point of view, those dollar store robots are kind of part of my upbringing, you know. So I always check out discount store robot toys. And, you know, being a guy who's grown up loving Transformers his whole life, you've always kind of got used to checking out Family Dollar or whatever Big Lots come Christmas time or Easter, because in those gift sets, they usually have knockoff Transformers or GoBots or whatever. And actually, I remember Family Dollar getting almost all my, like, just tons of GoBot knockoffs from Family Dollar that were actually better quality than the ones Tonka put out. I digress. But those discount store robots are always in my head. And this robots line stands out to me for that same reason. This is a nostalgia thing for me. Even though they're doing original, well, not original, doing newer things, that dollar action figure robot is a nostalgia thing for me, because I remember just occasionally getting a robot toy from the dollar store, you know. And these guys here have that build. Like, I could see someone making a giant one of these. I could see someone making a giant knockoff one of these where they, maybe to get one of those Mars Converters figures and use it as a base mold, because at this point, they're going to start losing some detail. But making a giant Shogun Warrior size one, a giant jumbo, a jumbo figure out of one of these molds, and I would totally be down for that. That's totally cool. These are just like that level of neatness. And I guess I should probably stop talking about those there. I think I've done talk about them enough for what I wanted to discuss. And before I get out of here for this episode, let me guys go ahead and cover a few other things that's been going on. The Power Rangers 25th anniversary was just last week, and it was a pretty fun episode. It was an episode of Super Ninja Steel, which Ninja Steel has not been the best series or whatever. It's a lot of fun. It's really silly, but it's not the most in-depth thing, and people who probably take it a little more seriously or whatever, I notice, really don't like it. But I've enjoyed just watching it as what it is, just a children's show. And this episode was actually pretty fun. And they had brought back a bunch of old Rangers actors and made a plot centering around Tommy, which is, look, Tommy's the most popular Ranger. He's always going to be first and foremost. So the episode's Tommy's the best the whole time, to the degree that some of the other Rangers, you're like, why'd they bother bringing those dudes in? They are literally just in the background. They could have just had people in Ranger costumes. But it was a fun episode. So if you want to check it out on your in-demand menus or apps or whatever, I'm sure it's there still. I DVR'd it. And check it out. It's only 20 minutes. You know, it's an episode of TV. But it's a quick run. And you're watching, you're like, man, I wish a show was just like this. It was a fun episode. Especially if you like Tommy. For one of those people who don't like Tommy, watch something else. Because if you're going to talk about the 25th anniversary of Power Rangers and Tommy Oliver's not there, you're out of luck. You know, that's like the main guy. Someone's arguing with me. It's okay. It's not serious. Voltron, Legendary Defender on Netflix has been a really good show, and I've enjoyed the toy line quite a bit. And unfortunately, it's coming to an end. The next season, I think, comes out in December. Will be the end. It's going to be the end of the show. Fortunately, they're actually ending the show, not just drifting off and not making any new episodes like a lot of shows do. It's sad to see it go, because it's been such a good show. I'm not saying every episode has been great, but it's been such a good show, and I'll definitely miss it. I've certainly enjoyed watching it, and I've gotten really spoiled by those many seasons they did for the past couple of seasons, because when I watched this most recent one, I guess it was up season 7, I was expecting 5-6 episodes, and then ended up spending, like, good Lord, all day watching, binge watching 13 episodes. Not complaining, though, because it was a really good season. Man, it was a really heavy show, you know. And it's funny too, because once they started those mini seasons, I initially complained about it. I was like, man, this is bull crap. And then I got so used to it that by the time they get back to a normal length season, it threw me for a loop. Well, next season will be the last one, and the show is coming to an end. Sad to say, because it was a really good show. But Voltron seems to come in spurts. Like, as great as Voltron is, Voltron series seems to come and go. Like, they come, bam, and then they're gone, you know. So I guess this is the current bam and gone. Sad to see, but I guess it's better to see it be really good for a short time than overstay its welcome, you know. The toy line by Playmates, I've really enjoyed it. I can't say everyone else has. Go figure. Of course, I've only bought the lion sets that merge into Voltron. I don't know how the individual action figures are. You know, they've canceled it, unfortunately. I've completed my Legendary Defender Voltron, the Metal Defender Voltron, and the classic 84 Voltron set they put out. I know they had as a San Diego Comic Con a quintessence version of the Legendary Defender Voltron that was supposed to come out at retail, and then it got moved to a San Diego Comic Con exclusive. Basically, Voltron from his superpowered mode at the end of season 2, that big fight, that form. It was basically a remold and recolor. It looked really great. And I know in the works they had plans for a Metal Defender classic Voltron, which I really liked. I really liked that Metal Defender one a lot. I know not everyone did. I don't care. I did. I'm talking about me. And you guys can get them now at Ross. I mean, not Ross, excuse me. I think people have been getting them at Ollie's really cheap. So if you can get one, build one. It's a good toy. I think so. It's nice having just a solid die-cast combiner, you know? And if you don't like them, you're not out a lot of money. Unlike I was, who bought them all when they first came out and spent more than I probably should have, considering a year later at Ollie's. But if I had psychic powers, not only would I save money on what was going to Ollie's, but also I'd probably make better decisions in life. Either way. Also, one last thing I wanted to talk about before I got here. Cyberverse, the brand new Transformers cartoon. It debuted this past weekend on Cartoon Network, and some of its episodes were up early on Cartoon Network's website, on their app service, or if you guys like me, I have a Xfinity, Comcast, our cable service. They put the first 4 episodes up like a week ahead of time, so I watched them all before. So now the first 2 episodes are sitting on my DVR, marked watched, even though I haven't watched them yet, because I watched the In Demand file. It's a good show. Cyberverse has definitely had its share of arguments and complaints and whatever online. Well, not really arguments. It just seems to be universally, maybe 75% of the fandom is not liking it. You know, the toys are obviously aimed at a younger crowd than the collector base. They're aimed at that too old for rescue bots, but too young for generations toys. You know, elementary age children. The age of children would be playing with action figures. They're aimed at that crowd. And they're not making any mistake about it. That's exactly what they're aiming at. They keep the toys being less expensive than a generations figure. They made some concessions. They're a little cheaper. They're a little hollow. They don't have as many joints. They're children's toys. And a lot of adult fans don't like them. You know, I see a couple adult fans saying their children don't like them, but that's like subjective. I don't know what kids think of them yet. I know they're selling really well in my area, so I don't know if it's going to be a hit or not. I bought the Warrior Shockwave, which I thought was a pretty good toy, even though he's a little hollow. Like, I usually don't care about hollowness. Like, I understand the reason they'll hollow out a figure. But he's a little hollow noticeably, which, like I said, if you're buying a toy for $15 when that size is normally $20 now, there's going to be a noticeable difference. I've also bought a couple of the Scouts. The Scouts are the sort of replacement for Legion and Legend class figures for Cyberverse. And they're a weird thing because they're basically slightly larger than a Legend, but they don't fully transform. They have like Gurwalk mode transformations. And part of me thinks, well, a lot of people are being like, wow, that's so cheap. That's so lazy. It's hard for me to call anything that was produced lazy. When I say anything produced, as in there's hundreds of thousands on Metro Walmart and Targets made to sell worldwide, it's kind of hard for me to call that lazy because there's an effort there. But I get where people are saying complaints about that are. And I think I see what they're doing, and it just wasn't as well as it could have been. And what I think it is the Scouts are cheaper than your Warriors, than your, whatever you call them, more expensive figures. So why would they make them the same thing? I was thinking about that with Legends, with Legion figures and stuff like that. Like, think about the movie toys. You could buy the Optimus for $50. You could buy the Optimus for $20. The Optimus for $15. This Optimus for $5. So I couldn't not imagine most kids buying the ones for $5 because they only, who knows what their allowance is. You know what I mean? Like, I got four of them for $5, you know. And I got to wonder, at what point was these Legions becoming a kind of bite in the butt for Hasbro and all that, so that they made them different so kids had a reason to buy the more expensive version. That's my thinking there, that they gave the Scouts a gimmick so that way they'd be different. You know, they're in these weird battle mode transformations as opposed to the full transformation, giving the kids another reason to buy the other versions of the figures. That's my theory. I don't know if I'm right. I don't know everything. I'm the one guy who has a podcast and blog or site or whatever that isn't telling you he knows everything. I don't know everything. And neither do they. None of us know. We're not there working for Hasbro, okay? So, but that's my theory. And I could be right. I could be wrong. I don't care. It's not the end of the world if I'm right or wrong. But I have dug the Little Scouts because they're like Action Master Elites, being that they do transform, but kind of not really. You know, like, if you have ever played with an Action Master Elite, Action Masters, of course, didn't transform. Their accessories did. But Action Master Elites do transform. But when they say they transform, they pretty much lean over and point their arm in a direction, and that's their transformation. This is kind of the same thing. It's a very half-hearted, halfway transformation, and that's what these guys do. And I don't hate them because I was basically buying cheap robot representation, like just basic figure representations of the characters. You know, I'm focusing on Generations. I'm focusing on Studio Series. So the Cyberverse, that cartoon that I've really enjoyed, I'm buying the characters from the cartoon. I'm going to buy the occasional regular size figure, but I'm mainly buying the Scouts because that way I have that Grimlock. I have that Bumblebee, you know. The alt mode doesn't really matter to me. I'm buying that figure. They could just make PVCs and I'd probably be happy with that. So that's my thought process there. But speaking of Generations, as Power of the Prime sadly is wrapping up, because I've really enjoyed it. That's why I say sadly. I kind of wish there was another year of it. It's a very confusing next trilogy. Instead of the Prime Wars trilogy, like the last Generations trilogy was, we're getting the War for Cybertron trilogy, which is very confusing because there was the game War for Cybertron that had its own figures not long ago. But of course, the same argument can be made for Cyberverse. But I guess War for Cybertron was a good 8 years ago. So I guess fair's fair for toys reusing the name. The first installment of it, of course, is Siege, and I love it. I absolutely love it. There is not one thing about these Siege toys I do not love. I am in high anticipation on getting them. This is exactly, they are singing a song directly to my heart. I love these things. I like the way the figures look. I love the Micromasters. I love the Battlemasters. I forget the name of the other gimmick where the figure breaks apart into guns and armor for the other figures. I love that. This is amazing to me. I've seen some people not like it. Go figure. And it sucks for you. I love it. So even if it fails and I'm the only one that buys it, at least I enjoyed myself. See, that's the thing. No one else gets to enjoy things for you. This is your hobby. You know what I mean? If you like Last Jedi and everyone else hated it, should you not like The Last Jedi? No, you like this movie. Who cares what they thought? They didn't enjoy it for you. So if you like Siege Hound like I do, by all means, don't be afraid to say, heck yeah, Siege, son, because I'm going to. They look really good to me. I understand they're a little bit smaller, like Studio Series figures are a little bit smaller. And I think that's okay because it means they won't be as hollow. And some people are, I can hear the complaints, and I know you guys thinking, Rob, you like everything. That's not true. I'm not spending time on things I don't like because it doesn't make it. There's no reason to. The reason I'm saying it doesn't bother me and it's okay for me is the toy economy is different. You know, for a $20 deluxe to be look like it does and to be what it is, it has to be a little more compact or it's going to be more hollow. These don't look to be as hollow. So they're compacting them a little bit much so they're not so hollow. Not to mention, personally, I've always felt like Transformers were a little bit too big the past few years. It seems like when they make them smaller, they look a little better, like the details are better. You know what I mean? And that's my point of view. That's just my point of view. It doesn't have to be yours. I know some people like a big old figure. And you know what? I like those big old Titans or Titan class figures or whatever. So obviously I'm not only on the little figure thing, even though it does, I do focus on smaller toys a lot. Well, thanks everyone for listening. I'm going to close this up for now. I've got some things to do here. But thanks everyone for listening. Transform Squadron, which is the podcast of zonebase.org, can be found on the TF Radio Network, which is available at tfradio.net. And check out there for all the other shows and showtimes. And while you're there, I'm sure Brian Kilby would appreciate if you checked out those Amazon links. Just an easy way to support the network without doing too much more than shopping at Amazon. I'm Rob. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at RoboRobSpringer. And of course, zonebase.org, the site that is the, brain master of this podcast. I don't know when I'll have another episode available. Hopefully, it'll be, like I said, I'm hoping to do a monthly thing. I might do a few extra a month. I might miss a month. It's not going to be a regularly posted thing, but hopefully at least once a month. So thanks everyone for listening. I hope you liked it. I hope you bear with my ring rust, as it would seem. And I guess I'll check you guys later. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.